For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert.
With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
WSB.
WSB. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. And let me tell you something. Unless you're in Temple, it does not get any more Jewish than this.
No, I want this town to be near you. No.
Welcome back to the show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:07, 7 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Gang's all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria, post Father Day Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Albino Blind Dave from Kennesaw joins us live in studio. A little field trip for you.
Absolutely.
Did you Uber it down here?
I did.
Can I reimburse you for that?
I'm not going to say no.
All right, good. We're going to reimburse Dave for the Uber. Vinny from TV is walking in after getting headphones. I will not reimburse him.
No.
For the real quick, before Vinny puts his headphones on, what are the odds he walked down two flights of stairs as opposed to taking the elevator?
Oh,
zero.
Zero. Yeah.
Have you ever taken the stairs down here?
Are there stairs?
Apparently there are. All right, Vinny's in here. All right, so Vin, you haven't heard the first hour of the show. So on this Movie Monday, we're doing three topics. In honor of Blind Dave,
okay,
your favorite blind character in movie history. Today is the first day of summer. What's your favorite beach scene in a movie? And the Cavaliers winning the NBA title was a huge surprise. Best surprise ending in a movie. Very simple. You think about that. Marinate on it.
Let me marinate.
We'll get back to you. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Steve's in Canton. Steve, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Northwest Mark Arum.
What up, Stevie?
So for the beach movie, either Shawshank Redemption it just culminates the movie.
Z Wataneo, my friend. Z Wataneo.
That's it. Say Wataneo. Or, as a young man, I really enjoyed Dr. No, the beach scene where Ursula Andress comes up out of the water. As a young man,
that sticks awesome. Out. Okay.
I would say for surprise ending to a movie would have to be Thomas Crown Affair. I really enjoyed that.
The remake with what's his name and what's her name?
Yep. What's her name and what's his name?
What was the surprise ending? They ended up together, right?
Well, yeah, but I guess just the way that he put the painting back. It was just.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Not the fact that he wound up with Rene Russo, but the fact that he got the painting back on the wall.
Yeah.
All right.
That was pretty much of a twist. And then for blind character. I'm surprised nobody said Al Pacino from Son of a Woman.
Someone did mention it. Dave, as a blind man, how was Pacino's characterization and his portrayal as a blind man in Scent of a Woman?
I'd say it's pretty accurate. I mean, I can still see to an extent. I would do a slightly better job driving the Ferrari than he did. But, I used to go to the Center for Visually Impaired not far from here, and it's pretty accurate portrayal that he did. And great character.
All right. Fair. There you go. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Mike's in Woodstock. Mike, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just got home from work a little while ago, and I missed most of the first hour, so I don't know if anybody mentioned some of these that I have.
That's all right.
The last caller just stole my thunder with Al Pacino and Scent of a Woman.
Okay.
And beach scene, has anybody mentioned From Here to Eternity?
Oh, the classic beat where they're making out in the waves.
Yeah. Where the waves and everything.
Yeah.
I think Frank Sinatra was in that movie, but he wasn't on the beach.
No, it's Burt Lancaster.
Burt Lancaster was making out on the beach. Or is it Charlton Heston? Was it Charlton Heston?
No, Burt Lancaster. Was on
yeah.
The, yeah.
He okay, was on the beach. Cool. All right. Surprise
and,
ending?
Yes, yeah, surprise
the movie.
Ending.
Has anybody mentioned the first Friday the 13th, where the hand comes up out of the water at the end?
Mm. No. Did you ever see the movie Saturday the 14th?
No. Is that a comedy?
No. It was not affiliated with the Friday the 13th, but it came out like a year later, and it was called Saturday the 14th.
So this is a real movie.
A real movie. Look it up, Chuck. Saturday the 14th. I don't think it was a comedy. I think it was like trying to be a horror film, trying to just make people think
like
it was a sequel.
Piggyback off of.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the reason why I said it sounds like a comedy, because they made so many more Friday the 13ths, you know.
Exactly.
And to toss one in like that.
What does it say, Chuck?
1981 American horror comedy film.
Oh, it was a comedy.
Starring
okay.
Real life husband and wife. Somebody. I don't
All
remember.
Right. So it was a comedy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, the other research. Rooster Cogburn or Rooster McConaughey. Rooster McConaughey, 62 years old.
Yeah.
Self-made millionaire.
Yes.
And he named his son what?
Miller Lite.
He named his son Miller Lite.
Is that why he's a self-made millionaire? Because they paid him for it?
I don't know.
But he's best friends with Robert Duvall.
That's
I thought
the
that was amazing.
Thing ever.
Jim's in Ackworth. Jimmy, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Give me
How
your
can you do that.
Give me your best blind character.
Okay, the guy before me just said that. Sin of a Woman.
Okay.
I loved great acting in that. Beach scene, I'm going to throw everybody off. It was from Mad Max, and it was where the tow cutter had his biker gang at the beach, and they had the doll or the mannequin on the wall or the pole.
In the original, the very first Mad Max.
Yeah, the very first Mad
yeah.
Max, and then he takes Johnny DeBoy out into the water, you know, and he tells him, you know, puts the shotgun in his mouth and says, you know, keep your sweet mouth shut, stuff like that.
Okay.
And then the other one will be Seven. I mean,
surprise
that
ending.
Surprised me, yeah.
All right. All solid. I forgot about the original Mad Max beach scene. Good call on that. Aaron's up next on the program. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, what up?
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. What do you got on a movie Monday?
All right. For the blind, it's going to be awesome. It's Hear No Evil, See No Evil with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
That's as a blind guy, Dave, that's got to be one of your
awesome.
Favorite blind comedies, right?
Yeah, it is a hilarious
yes.
comedy. That was a good pick.
Yeah, it was classic. And then the beach scene was the scene from Big Lebowski, whatever.
Oh, when they scattered Donnie's ashes? In the coffee can?
It was hilarious.
That is so good.
And then surprise ending, man. I think this is one of my favorites. Skeleton Key, man. That was a have you seen that movie?
It sounds familiar. Tell me about it real quick.
It's got that blonde, the blonde girl who she's the daughter of two famous people.
You're doing a great job. You know what?
Yeah, why don't you just look it up?
I'm just going to look it up.
How's that? Easier. That's that blind girl from those two parents.
Skeleton.
I want to see it just to see what the hell he's talking about.
Kate Hudson.
Yeah, Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
She's in the movie, and she's basically, it's about voodoo. And the whole time you're thinking, you know, if this is going to turn out good, it's basically about this.
All right, don't ruin it for me. I'm going to watch it. I love Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson is phenomenally cute.
She gives me 20/20.
She gives Dave 20/20 vision. She is 10 on the cuteness scale. Woody is in Jonesboro. Woody, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. Hey, how you doing tonight?
What up, Woodpile?
All right. Hey, look, I got two beach scenes for you.
Okay.
The first one. Y'all been missing Robert Duvall a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's my man.
He is awesome.
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse
on the beach.
Apocalypse Now, that's right.
That's right. He lands on the beach. Got mortar rounds coming in. He tells one of the privates, get on the surf.
What about a surprise ending?
Well, no, I don't have a surprise ending.
All right. You got a favorite blind character?
Nope, I got another beach, though.
All right, give me another beach.
Yep, I got another beach, and you know what that is.
Okay.
That's Bo Derek, Chan, and Arthur.
Oh, all right, you ready for a pop quiz, Woody? Who was...
Hey, don't do this to me.
No, it's an easy. It's a layup, Woody. It's a layup.
Okay.
Who was the male lead in 10 starring Bo Derek?
That little drunk dude.
I'll take it. Absolutely.
The little drunk dude. Could be anybody in here.
Dudley Moore, a.k.a. the little drunk dude.
Yep.
Very good, Woody. Great call, my friend. The little drunk dude.
Yeah.
Bill's in Buckhead. Bill, you're on the Mark Arum Show. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. You guys?
Excellent. You know, you are a movie historian, we know. And you'll bring us...
I don't know. I consult my Leonard Maltin books from time to
exactly.
time and all that.
And you'll bring us back to yesteryear. So let's go with favorite blind character first off.
Man, Audrey Hepburn in Wait Until Dark.
Okay.
Great movie.
It was Alan Arkin playing like three characters.
Alan Arkin is the bomb. I love him. All right.
Everybody should check that out.
Favorite beach scene?
Well, I'm going to go with Blue Lagoon. That takes me back. But nobody said Castaway, too.
No, we had one girl say Castaway. Oh, Blue Lagoon, you're a dirty old man.
Yeah.
I
was 6 years old when Blue Lagoon came out, and I was like, all right, so those are what...
It was filmed in, like, Fiji, and it's gorgeous, you know.
Yeah.
All right, I got a surprise ending that not too many people may know, and it's early in the career of Edward Norton with...
With Richard Gere.
Primal Fear.
Yes, Primal Fear,
oh,
Richard
my
Gere.
God.
That's a good call. I forgot about that. That is a great,
That's all I got, my friend.
Bill, you are always bringing the your A game. We appreciate it, buddy.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye. Chuck, I need a pronunciation on your misspelling on line 6.
It ain't misspelled. Good luck.
Eyal's indicator. Eyal, how you doing? Eyal?
Everybody clap your hands.
That's how you spelled it. E-Y-A-L. And he's called it twice.
All right. Eel? Eli?
How you pronounce it.
E-Y? I've never seen that name before in my life. Dane is in Athens. Dane, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
All right. The singer in Roadhouse. See, that guy's just passed
away.
Oh,
good call. The blind guitarist.
Yeah.
And they had him performing in a cage. You remember? Cause
bottles flying
people
everywhere.
People would throw so much crap.
People flying.
That was fantastic.
That's right. And beach scene is the beginning of Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, greatest start to a movie ever.
Yeah, I think so, too. And let's see, most shocking is, I think I told you to watch this before, was The Man on Wire, the actual documentary. When he tightropes between the Twin Towers and he's running from the police and he's laying down on the wire, you know, with no net, just big balls on the planet.
I can't watch that stuff. I get too freaked out. Those high wire dudes. I don't need to watch that. Chuck told me his favorite beach scene was actually from the movie Beaches with Bette Midler. So good job, Chuck.
Nice job, Chuck.
I didn't even know there was a beach scene in that movie, but good job. We'll come back with your favorite beach scene, favorite blind character, and most surprising ending in movie history. 404-872-0750, Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
Drop another one for 17.
Jukebox baby.
Whisper to your daddy your three little love words.
Go, go.
How you gonna get your homework done when you keep that?
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show. 11:24, 76 degrees on Peachtree Street. Johnny Kilbasa with a Game of Thrones minute coming up in the next half hour. What an amazingly eclectic, awesome soundtrack this is. If you can guess at the end of the show, you'll win the WSB prize pack. Back to the phones. Randy's up next on the show. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing tonight?
I'm excellent, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Everybody has taken mine with Pacino in Son of a Woman.
No, this is vote, so your vote counts.
Okay. The best beach scene is Six Nights, 7 Days with Harrison Ford.
That might be the only Harrison Ford movie I've never seen.
Wow. Oh, it is fantastic.
Is it good, Vinny? You
it's
like
decent.
It?
Yeah.
Dave?
It's a decent movie.
I haven't seen it, so I like Harrison Ford, so I'll
have you listened to it?
No?
That was quick. David Schwimmer in it.
Schwimmer's in
it?
Yeah,
it's got Schwimmer.
Yeah, all right.
And H.
Keep going, Randy.
Okay, and the best ending is Michael Douglas in The Game.
That was an amazingly surprising ending.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah. How much do you think that bill was for that, by the way? You remember Sean Penn says, hey, here's the bill, and they wind up splitting it. How much do you think that cost?
Yeah.
Like well, $5 million, right? Probably. At least.
Wouldn't surprise me.
He was, yeah. But, I mean, they crashed through that ceiling alone was like, that's got to be $300,000, right?
Yeah. They could buff a lot of that out, though.
They could buff a lot of it out. Buff you out. All right, we have Eil back on Decatur. Eil? How do you pronounce your name? Son of a biscuit.
He burned us twice, dude.
We got it.
Everybody Chuck. Clap your hands.
No more Eils.
One time, shame on me. Yeah. Two times, shame on Chuck. Tyler's indicator. Tyler, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how's it going, man?
What up, Big Daddy?
Not much. I got a couple good movies for you. Bill Stowe, Wait Until Dark from me, because Audrey Hepburn is my personal favorite lady of all time.
All right. No argument here.
I will say that another great blind person is that guy from Young Frankenstein.
Gene Hackman.
You guys remember who I'm talking about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's the guy who serves him the soup, and he pours it in his lap. Serves him the tea, and he pours it in his lap.
Real quick, beach scene.
Beach scene. Okay. Both of these actually are for beach scene and best ending would be Planet of the Apes.
The original. When they see the Statue of Liberty. Good call. I got a great one on Twitter for best blind person. This is from Nation of Jake, @NationofJake. Do you ever see the movie Mask?
Yeah.
Rocky Dennis's hot blonde girlfriend.
Laura Dern.
Correct. Good job, Vinny. That was going to be my next trivia question. So thanks for screwing that up for everybody.
You're welcome. Hey, why'd you ask it looking right at me?
We're going to come back with...
Look the other way when you're asking questions.
Yeah. We're going to come back with more of your calls on this Movie Monday. Favorite blind character in a movie, favorite surprise ending in a movie, and favorite beach scene. News, weather, and traffic next. This is Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic riddler,
or breaking news immediately
accurate
from the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to the
Welcome back to Movie Monday. We got a full live studio audience and an amazing soundtrack courtesy of Longo. Dave from Kennesaw is in, the legally blind albino, Vinny, who is better known as the son of former wrestling legend George the Animal Steele, also in studio with us. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria's here. Game of Thrones minute, just minutes away. Tongue twister. On this Movie Monday, in honor of Dave's presence, your favorite blind movie character. Your favorite scene in a beach movie, since it's the first day of summer.
Or a booch movie.
I don't know what a booch movie is. I don't think I want to know.
Look it up.
Beach scene in a movie. And best surprise ending, because the NBA Finals, that was surprising. No one saw LeBron winning that with the Cavs. So there are the three Movie Monday topics. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. James in Jonesboro. James.
Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
Welcome to the show, James. How are you, buddy?
Marcus, it is so important that you entertain me at night, but you better get a lot of sleep so you'll be ready for me in the morning.
I sleep during the day, so I sleep from like 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now, everybody loves Audrey Hepburn in that Wait Until Dark, but on the blind movie, Patty Duke in the Helen Keller story.
That's right. I forgot she played Helen Keller.
Yeah.
That's a great blind movie.
Dave, now, would you rather be with a blind woman or a mute?
Blind.
Okay.
I'm mute all the way.
I was about to say. Yeah, definitely a mute. Go. I'm sorry, James. Go on.
That's okay. All these movies are within 3 years apart, okay? Then you got Annette Funicello and Tommy Sands and Beach Party Bingo.
Correct.
Okay?
Annette Funicello of the Mickey Mouse Club.
That's right. Now, the surprise ending. when Slim Pickens was sitting on top of that A-bomb in Failsafe and that thing released with him sitting on top of it, my heart went up in my throat. I couldn't even breathe. It was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy ending. James, great call, my friend. Russ is in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
How are you, Russell?
Hey, great. How you doing?
Excellent. What's going on? Happy belated Father's Day to you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I just tuned in, so I don't know if you even mentioned this, but there's one movie that's got a blind person and a surprise ending that was really stupid. It ruined the whole movie. Was that movie Contact?
Who was blind? Her coworker.
Yeah, there was a guy. He could hear sounds other people couldn't hear.
Yeah, no, I like that. I liked Contact. You didn't like it?
Oh, no. God, you wait the whole movie, you know, for an alien, and her dad walks up to her and picks her. What is that?
That was deep, man. It was a deep movie.
At least it had Jodie Foster.
It. Yeah, I liked the guy, the maniac billionaire that funded it.
He was cool.
He was a good character.
Yeah, Hayden, I think was
Yeah, exactly.
Name.
Hayden Enterprises. Good job, Russ.
There's a movie with a beach scene, but I can't think of the name of it. But I like that one where Patrick Swayze goes and catches that surfboard wave. You know, there were presidents and they were robbing banks.
Point Break.
Point Break.
Yeah, with Keanu Reeves. Johnny Utah. I'm surprised no one said the movie The Beach. Did you ever see that? Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah,
I did.
I don't know. I'm not saying it was a great movie. I'm surprised no one's ever said it.
Has it in the name?
Yeah, exactly.
But Beach.
All right, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
This is Lancel Lannister, and you're listening to the Game of Thrones Minute with Johnny Kilbasa.
And now on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Game of Thrones Minute with Johnny Kilbasa.
Perhaps the greatest television show currently on, 9 episodes deep into season 6, Battle of the Bastards, last night on HBO. Joining us on Monday, as he always does, to wrap up the Game of Thrones Minute, our own buddy, Johnny Kilbasa. How are you, Johnny?
I'm penultimately wonderful, Mark. Valar Morghulis.
Valar Morghulis to you. All right, you're on speaker again, aren't you?
I'm trying a different headset this time.
Your headset sounds like Vinny and TV when he's calling a 900 number.
Let me try something different here.
Do you need that, though, so you can read the Game of Thrones Minute? I don't want to throw you off there.
Every time I call in, Chuck says I sound fine.
The Chuck's deaf, dude. No offense, Dave.
I said he sounded tinny, but he's fine.
Dave deaf?
It's fine.
No, not yet.
It's tinny.
All right. No, you sound better now, Johnny. You sound better now.
All right.
Before we do this, congrats to the city of Cleveland. I'm very happy for all of you guys.
Don't make me start crying before I do this.
All right, fake LeBron crying. Let's
keep it together, LeBron.
Let's. Are you guys ready for the Game of Thrones Minutes? Let's Dave, you ready? First time live in studio hearing it. All right, here we go. Game of Thrones Minutes. Game of Thrones Minute with Johnny Kilbasa.
Shame.
Nine Battle of the Bastards, Marine Cannonball, Khaleesi and Tyrion discuss commerce. How about we introduce Drogon to the three slaving stooges? Time to burn, baby, burn in the Khaleesi Inferno. The Sons of the Harpy have time for a little fun before the Dothraki drop the smacky down on them. Grey Worm drops some knowledge and drops two slavers himself. Meanwhile, outside of Winterfell, a battle of wits ensues. In the morning, then, bastard. Later in the tent, the good guys talk strategy. Then it's time for some sour goat milk and a nap. Davos walks around and finds his burnt witling. Meanwhile, back in Marine, the Greyjoys made it. No more reaving, roving, raiding, or raping. Deal. Meanwhile, back outside Winterfell, Rickon makes a run for it. Zigzag, dude. Don't see a Rickon. Let's get ready to rumble. Arrows fly. Cavalry charges. Jon's going to take them all on himself. And Tyrion's got nothing on this one. The body stack high, and Ramsay puts on the squeeze play. Jon's about to drown in carnage, but swings to the top just as the halftime horn blows. No, wait. That's the Knights of the Vale coming in for the save. Inside Winterfell, 1-1 brings the goal line offense in for a touchdown. See a 1-1. Then John goes Ralphie on Scott Farkas in a Christmas story all over Ramsay. Woo-hoo! The Stark banners hang over Winterfell once again, and Sansa feeds Ramsay to his hounds. See you, Ramsay.
Shame.
You bastard.
Shame. Shame.
Oh, the goal line offense. That was amazing, Johnny. One of the best episodes of the series, I think, last night. Rest in peace to the gentle giant. I mean, without him, they don't get Ramsay. That was fantastic.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he was awesome. Was he the last one? There's no more,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there was no more.
No, there's none on the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge key in battle. I mean, you got one of those. You got like Vinny just swatting dudes off of horses.
Just take 100 arrows.
They should have ran him around the edge instead of right up the middle. Say, 1-1, just go around everybody. Get to the cap, that's where we need you to be.
And the stupid Star kid running in a straight line. Come on, kid.
Yeah.
Didn't he? That kid never saw Apocalypto. Remember that scene
Everybody
in Apocalypto?
Knows you got a zigzag.
Yeah, you got a zigzag when someone's shooting arrows at you. The headline for me, though, is I am now more in love with Sansa Stark than Khaleesi. I find her more...
I didn't get a harumph for that guy.
I don't know. I think Sansa Stark is the sexiest character on the show now.
Hey, you can make a good argument for it, because she's got nothing but stronger.
Yeah, and she's filled, like, she's a woman now. I'm digging Sansa Stark completely.
And you liked her because her hair was a little messed up and she was riding a horse, right?
No, horse chicks are crazy. Take it from me. If you ever start dating a girl that owns horses, get out of Dodge quickly.
I can attest to
they are B-A-N-A-N-A-S. But I don't know, Johnny. The episode as a whole I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I think groundbreaking television war scene. We've never seen anything like that on TV. And, you know, after just a few minutes of it, I was just like, really, we're going to... It was just unbelievable. The bodies got stacked up, then they started doing that pincer or the squeeze play, which I think was actually an homage to an ancient Roman battle or something like that.
Yeah, it looked like 300 in the Spartans.
It did. It
with
did.
The shields.
I'll tell you what was nerve wracking was when Jon Snow was under the pile of bodies. I'm claustrophobic. I was like, this has got to stop. Get the hell out of there.
Yeah,
that was insane. But great job as always, Johnny. And I thought it was a great episode. The finale's next Sunday. And Chuck's going to have a viewing party at his new house, so we're all going to be gathering over there for the season finale. And Hot Neighbor is going to dress like Khaleesi. No, Khaleesi's second in command.
Oh, right. Missandei.
Yeah, ooh, she's... Well, I take it back about Sansa Stark. Aside from the second of Khaleesi, the Sansa Stark.
Yeah, we should have a running top five ranking going on every week because it changes every week.
It does. You know? It does. We'll do that next year on themarkaram.com.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've been waiting a year for that.
Yeah. Speaking of websites, Johnny, where can we hear your podcast, buddy?
Hey, you can hear me on the Sausage Side podcast on johnnykilbasa.com. Come on over and take a listen. It's there for you 24 hours a day, everybody.
Give him the website address one more time, Johnny.
JohnnyKilbasa.com.
And it's the Sausage Hut Podcast.
Yep, it's on iTunes or on the website. You can listen whenever you want.
All right, Johnny, we'll talk to you tomorrow with Fast Food Review.
I am the sword in the darkness for one more week.
There you go. Johnny K., we love it. Fantastic. Great. You gotta get into the show, Vinny. I don't know what the hell you're waiting on. You want my HBO Go password?
No, I don't need that.
All right. Craig's in Snellville. Craig, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Craigers?
Well, okay. As far as a surprise ending, I'm talking Total Recall, the original movie.
Ooh, with Arnold. Yeah, very good.
Yeah. As far as a beach scene, I mean, as the Saving Private Ryan is the bomb.
Storming the beach, yes.
You also have the sands of Iwo Jima. And when they land on Tarawa, that's an incredible beach scene.
What about Bridge Over the River Kwai? We count that as a beach?
It wasn't a beach.
No, we don't count that?
No, it wasn't a beach.
All right.
That was a river.
Give me your favorite blind character.
Okay, Blind Justice with Rutger Hauer.
Oh, good call. Rutger Hauer, the epitome of his career was The Hitcher. Do you remember that? That was a scary effing movie, The Hitcher. Margaret's in Atlanta. Margaret, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Max.
This is an oldie for the oldies.
Okay.
Jane Wyman, Magnificent Obsession with Rock Hudson.
Very, very good call.
And you've kept me up almost to the end of the night. I wait for go to sleep, little baby.
Aw, that's sweet, Margaret. Well, it's coming up in about 11 minutes.
I think I can hold out.
All right. Hang on, Margaret. We're almost home, buddy. John is up next on the program. Hello, John.
Hello. John East, Atlanta here.
Welcome.
Got my blind movie, Patch of Blue.
Did Dave, did you ever see that?
Sidney Poitier.
No, not familiar with that one.
Patch of Blue, Sidney Poitier. Okay.
Sounds good.
The lady was Elizabeth Hartman that was blind in the movie.
Oh, all right.
Very poignant movie. As far as surprise ending, The Crying Game.
Yeah, that's about right? As surprise ending as you get. Yeah.
Don't spoil it for
everybody
Chuck.
Everybody knew.
Except for Chuck. Okay, and Beach Scene.
Beach Scene, Apocalypse Now. Y'all were talking about Duvall earlier.
Yeah, Robert
Charlie
Duvall.
Charlie Don't Surf. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
There you go. John, great call, buddy. We're going to come back. Your last chance to guess the movie soundtrack. Vinny already nailed it. Vinny nailed that and Laura Dern. He is no longer in the running. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter at Mark Arum. Movie Monday. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
All right, final segment of the show. We got to be super fast on this Movie Monday. Dave and Kennesaw in studio. Dave, give me your movie answers tonight.
Okay, as far as the beach scene, even though it's not summer-related, the chase scene in Insomnia.
Great scene in Alaska.
Right.
Yes.
And then for surprising ending, if anybody remembers this movie, is Arlington Road with Jeff Bridges and Tim Robbins.
Yeah, don't spoil it. And favorite blind, did you give me your favorite blind character already?
I said Daredevil. Yeah.
You're going to stick with that?
Well, the only other one is My Life Story, Tyler, but he can see a little bit.
I'm gonna stick with that.
Well, I don't know, because you laughed. He laughed pretty hard at the Dumb and Dumber kid, so I thought he might switch
no, that
it
was
up.
A, that was a hilarious scene. Okay. I'm just glad that somebody in the superhero film industry paid homage to my blind brethren.
Fair enough. All right, let's go. 10 seconds or less on the calls. Richard and Alpharetta. Richard, fire away, buddy.
The Uncle Buck soundtrack is what has been in the background.
Is that the Uncle Buck soundtrack, Longoria?
Yes, it is.
All right, you have won the WSB prize pack. How about them apples?
Thank you, sir.
All right, Richard, hang on. You've won a pair of tickets to see Atlanta Symphony Orchestra's The Music of the Eagles, June 25th, Chastain Park Amphitheater, produced by ASO Presents.
Awesome.
All right, hang on the line. Low T is going to get your information. Tay is in Dallas. Tay, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, Tay.
I started listening not too long ago, so I'm not sure if somebody already said this or not, but as far as the blind character, and it also goes for the surprise ending, is The Book of Eli with Denzel Washington.
Absolutely, and I just thought of it. Another one that could do surprise ending and blind, The Village. Remember the redhead was blind in that, and that also had a surprise ending.
I actually haven't seen that, but I will definitely
I just
look
spoiled it
up.
It. Sorry. Book of Eli, baddest ass blind character of all time, for sure. I like that movie a lot. Bob's in Marietta. Bob, real quick, what do you got?
Okay, for Blind, Young Frankenstein, and for the other two, Planet of the Apes.
Good call, Bob. Very enthusiastic. Kelly's in Marietta. Kelly, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Okay, Don't Breathe.
Okay.
Blind and, Don't Breathe is for a...
Surprise ending?
Blind person, yeah, and then Point Break.
For Beach, yeah, absolutely. Dan's in Noonan. Dan, real quick, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Ray Charles in the Blues Brothers was the best blind actor.
Very good.
And the surprise ending, Pitting the Pendulum with Vincent Price.
Wow.
Scared the hell out of me.
That is old school. All right, real quick, you got a beach scene?
No, everybody stole mine. I guess Weekend at Bernie.
All right, there you go. That'll work. Jim's in Alpharetta. Jim, finish this up strong, buddy.
Okay, beach movie, Chariots of Fire, Spirit of the Olympics.
Can you believe I have never seen that movie?
Get out.
Surprise ending. No, I mean, get out. Vote for anything by M. Shamalama Ding Dong. He tried too hard.
He did. After that first one, he should have given up.
Yeah, best blind character is the badass Denzel. I got to go with that one. Book of Eli. But don't forget Donald Pleasence in Great Escape.
All right, thank you. Great call, Jim. All right, let's do Star of the Show.
Now.
What was that little sounder from?
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
We haven't done that in a while. Dave and Kennesaw, blind son of a gun, took Uber down here. He's going to Uber back. Gave Chuck a lap dance. And was a vital part of the show.
That'll see well enough for that.
Is this your first Star of the Show? I think you've won it before. You should have. Twice?
Yeah. All right. We're up to two.
Two. All right. Star of the Show for Dave and Kennesaw.
No one said Usual Suspects for the ending.
Surprise ending. Good call.
Yeah. I was waiting. That's a great.
a pox on all your houses.
Tomorrow, Johnny Kilbasa, Fast Food Review. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Instagram, Mark Arum. In the meantime, especially you, Margaret, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.